Now here is Alison with a variety of local news stories.
There are fears that the forthcoming landline switch-off will hit thousands of older people. There are going to be major changes at the car park at Roman Caister, just outside Norwich. And there has been another road collapse in Hemsby. Norwich City Council say they're winning the fly-tipping war, while Norfolk County Council are raising alarm bells about future cash shortages. Phil will start with the warning about the switch from landlines to digital phone connections.
A stark warning has been issued that thousands of older and vulnerable people in Norfolk could be put at risk because traditional telephone lines are about to be axed. Norfolk County Council fears the change will leave people confused about what they need to do, which scammers could take advantage of. Phone providers are moving customers from analogue to digital technology between now and December 2025. Copper lines currently used for landlines will be switched off, and people will need to have and use a broadband connection for their telephones. Some technology people use, such as alarm lines and sensors, are linked to the landlines, so are likely to need upgrading. But officers and county councillors fear there is a lack of understanding about what is happening and what people need to do.
Visitors to an increasingly popular Roman ruins on the outskirts of Norwich could soon have to pay to park there as part of a revamp which will see a significantly enlarged car park built. The site at Caister St Edmund has attracted growing numbers of people, particularly dog walkers, in recent years, prompting concerns that it's outgrowing its existing facilities. Now, South Norfolk Council has approved a bid to extend the car park and add an extra 32 spaces. The application presented to the planning committee also includes a bid to install a new open-sided wooden pavilion and four cycle hoops for bike storage. Three electric charging points will also be provided, along with a pay machine and a security camera. The site, which is open to the public, is a scheduled monument and sits next to the Grade 2 listed church of St Edmund.
Another part of a road along an erosion-hit coastline has collapsed during high tides. Up to 2 metres of the Marams in Hemsby, where 5 homes were demolished last weekend, fell onto the beach overnight on Wednesday, December the 13th. The latest damage comes after the collapse of 2 parts of the road 2 weeks ago, which left the homes structurally impaired and without access to emergency vehicles. And fears have been expressed that the road behind the Marams, Fakes Road, could be the next in line. Daniel Hurd, Hemsby lifeboat coxswain, said, "The receding cliff is now getting extremely close to Fakes Road. It wasn't even a big tide last night. If we get a big tide, I wouldn't be surprised this winter we see a lot of that gone too," he said. Last weekend, 5 chalets on the Marams were knocked down by contractors working for Great Yarmouth Borough Council after coastal erosion left them on the verge of falling to the sea.
A mountain of household rubbish has been left to litter a city estate's green space as the City Council claims it's winning its war on fly-tipping. Leon Best, who lives in Motham Road, said, "I think it's disgusting. I know you have to pay to take it to the tip, but that's not the point. People can't just dump this kind of rubbish anywhere. It costs so much now to have someone come and take it away that people just leave it somewhere and hope someone else, most likely the council, will come and deal with it. I see people throwing rubbish out onto the paths around where I live. It's getting out of control." Despite the fly-tipping in the area, Norwich City Council has this week highlighted the progress of its Love Norwich campaign, which has seen more than 150 streets, cycleways and footpaths cleared of litter, fly-tipping and overgrown vegetation. Teams are said to have visited areas around North Earlham, Heartsease and Heathgate, with another 8 districts lined up through to spring 2024. The 14 tonnes of soil cleared, equivalent to the weight of a double-decker bus, from the edging of paths, has been recycled across the city by filling holes and sunken areas on verges.
There are fresh fears over the financial futures of Norfolk councils, with leaders warning extra government cash would not go far enough to tackle rising costs and head off potential cuts. Local authorities are struggling with major shortfalls in their finances and say the 6.5% increase in funding announced by local government secretary Michael Gove will still leave them short. Under the provisional settlement, the amount of the government gives councils each year, Norfolk County Council will get almost £217 million, £11 million more than last year. But Deputy Leader Andrew Jamieson had already warned that all services the authority is not legally bound to provide to the public could be at risk. Council tax bills for people across the county look set to go up as County Hall wrestles with the need to make savings despite demand for services increasing. It comes as Birmingham City Council and Nottingham City Council are among authorities which have declared themselves essentially bankrupt, and there are fears more could follow.